It's time now for Greg's Corner, right here on this podcast, where we present stories to motivate you to get off your tree limb. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Gregory Harris. Glad to have you aboard Greg's Corner right here on this podcast. This is my third week, and it's Father's Day. I want to say happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. As we kick things off, here's music from my brand new CD. The CD is entitled Reaching, and I'm going to play the song Best Thing. We'll be back after you hear this music. Special guest. This is Father's Day, and my very special guest is Priscilla Carter, all the way from New York. And how you doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Harris?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. Welcome to Greg's Corner podcast. And I thought I would have you on. I know you talk often about your father, and I know this is Father's Day. And I talk about my father. My father passed away in 2016, but his memories linger in my heart. And my father was a hardworking man, military man. He was in the Air Force, made a career in the Air Force. And then after he retired, he went back to school, got his college degree, and graduated in 1988. And when my father graduated, my mom and I, we started school the year that he graduated from college. So I said to myself, if my father can do it, I can do it. So I want to say happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. And like I said, even though my father is not here, the memories linger in my heart. I come from a large family. I'm the third child of 10, and my father worked hard, and he could fix anything. I know at his wake, my uncle said he could fix a screw. So my daddy could fix things, and I have that too. I can fix things too, and I get that from him. So won't you give greetings to the fathers all across the nation and tell us about your father?
Okay, so happy Father's Day to all the fathers throughout the nation. Happy Father's Day again. And I know you have carried and laid foundations. You have carried burdens upon your shoulders and then also laid the foundation for many to walk in your shoes. So I'm going to say thank you so very much. I honor you and appreciate you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna tell you, thank you so much. Tell you a little bit about my father. My father was one of the strongest men they had in the Union.
All right. So you said he was the strongest man in the Union. So tell us about that. Tell us more about that, your father.
Okay. And then with him being the strongest man in the Union, my father did the heaviest job. So they called him to do the heaviest job. And so, you know, and he was a very, and so with that being said, he was a very strong man. But not only did my father do that, and then he created jobs for people, and also then he saved lives, because when they were working high up and then were falling, getting ready to fall, my father would literally snatch men up from literally just about to lose their lives. And so and then from that, not only did he do the construction and was the strongest man that they had there in the Union, he also had a collision shop, and he had a restaurant, and he had two apartment buildings. There were four apartments in each building apiece, and so he was running all of this, you know, along with us as well as, you know, some family members. And so, you know, he had a lot up on his back. And so then one thing, and then he was also a singer, and so he sung gospel. And so he by the time God was doing the, you know, finished working with my father, he became a man of valor. So he set the foundation. The father that did not play. So he set a very strong, solid foundation for work ethic and being entrepreneurs and raising and instilling that inside of us. And so, and just great appreciation and honor and what he has done. So, and he has passed away now. He passed away in 2011, and my father is just truly missed. My father was the type of person that he would hand out Bibles and he would, you know, he would go and check on family members and go from place to place and make sure everybody was okay. And so, you know, God has done a great work in him. So I just thank God for fathers and for what God has instilled inside of each father. And for everything that you have done to lay the foundation for your family, for your children, and your strength, your endurance, and everything that you have done for us as women and for your children and for the children that, you know, that is coming right behind you. So I just thank you so much and I appreciate you for that.
Well, I thank you so very much for being my special guest today. This is Priscilla Carter, all the way from New York. And she just shared information about her father. So when I hear you talk about your father, I hear similarities, when I think of the hard work that my father did. He would work two or three jobs. I remember I used to go work with him. You know, he would work on cars on weekends, and he worked with the man by the name of Mr. Tom. And we used to go to Mr. Tom's house, and Mr. Tom, we would, my dad would be working on those cars, and his wife liked to cook. So like on a Monday was like a Sunday dinner. She had the cakes, the pies. I look over there at my dad, and Mr. Tom said, don't look at your daddy. Get what you want, boy. Get what you want. They had pork chops, chicken, this, that, the other. And I remember those days. So we're going to move forward now. My book, How I Got Off That Tree Limb. And last week I shared information from the introduction of the book talking about two points. One point was you have to appreciate the sunshine. You have to have a little rain in your life to appreciate the sunshine. So I'm going to pick up where I left off last podcast. And we'll talk about it on the other side. So it says in the book, you must have a little rain in your life so that you can appreciate the sunshine. The rain helps you to soak in all the things that you don't like about yourself. And when the sun comes out, it helps you to dry off the negativity and move into the positive. So what do you think about that? What does that mean to you?
I love it. It's very interesting. I love the insight and what it gives and what it expresses.
Because we all have had rain in our life, right? And then sometimes, you know, people say it's raining cats and dogs, but they don't mean it's raining cats and dogs. It's just an abundance of rain. But even in the Bible, when it speaks about, you know, when the prophet came out and said, you know, he didn't see no rain, but he went out and he prayed and come back and say, I hear a sound of abundance of rain. So the rain helped you to soak in all those things that you don't like about yourself. And when the sun comes out, it helped you to dry off the negativity and move into the positive. And if we can just brush the negativity back a little bit so that we can move forward to the positive. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that what we need to do? Because so many people just dwell on the negative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The rain will bring the positive. The rain does the cleansing. The rain comes to bring the purification. So absolutely. After the rain comes to clean and to cleanse. So absolutely. Love the rain. So I love the insight of what you have written regarding the rain. Thank you.
The next thought is, what do you put into your mind will come out either in a positive or negative way. Therefore, you must be careful who you run with. If the people who are in your inner circle are not adding to your success, you need to cut off the negative and move on to greater and more positive connections that can help you to get to the next level in your life. Now, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he has been dead 4 days. St. John chapter 11, verse 39 in the King James Version. There are times when you and I must have someone to help us to take the stone away. Taking the stone away is just the same as getting off the tree limb. No matter if there is one other or a group of supporters to help you to navigate through the obstacles of life, to help you to get through your challenges, to go to the next chapter in your God-given destiny. So many times, you know, people are looking for a group of people to be by their side. Sometimes it's just going to be oneself. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And it just takes one person that will bring encouragement to your life. Just one that will help you get to your next level in life. You know, it doesn't even take a crowd, but just that one person that will help you walk with you and be there through your thick and your thin. Just that one.
I'm a true believer that God is in control of everything. And if we put all of our trust in him and let him lead and guide us through the good, the bad, we will somehow get off the tree limb and we will be able to help support someone else to get the needed courage to get off their tree limb. I hope that this book will inspire others to take a leap of faith into the unknown waters of life and allow yourself to take the needed plunge of faith, allowing God to lead, guide, and direct you all the way to your next chapter of possibilities unknown in the uncharted waters called life. And life has many uncharted waters. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The life is full of wisdom. As you walk through life, it will give you wisdom. And then life will also help you to have the understanding. Then God gives you understanding concerning life.
Exactly. Now, you know, you can do more if you only get started. And I think that's the big elephant in the room. Most people don't get started. They just waiting years and years and years, still waiting. And so many times I thought that things that I was trying to accomplish was out of my reach. And I learned how to trust God more than just trusting myself. And I know to some people, this may seem out of the norm, but for me, it is the way of life. I thank God for giving me strong faith and belief in him. And he has helped me to conquer many tests and trials that I have faced in my life. Some of the tests I passed the first time and some of the tests I had to keep going through the obstacles until I learned that I could not do anything in and of my own strength and power. I had to acknowledge the creator of life. So I think as we acknowledge the creator of life, he helps us to move forward. He helps us to get off the tree limb. I don't know, you know, what another man's, you know, tree limb is, you know, what's the obstacle that's holding them back, that's keeping them, you know, stuck on the tree limb. But I'm saying, you know, get off that tree limb. And I'm sharing from my book how I got off that tree limb. Well, I want to thank once again my guest, Priscilla Carter, all the way from New York, for being on. And I want to say happy birthday to her as well. She just recently celebrated a birthday on yesterday. So happy birthday to you, Priscilla Carter. Happy birthday. Did you enjoy your birthday? I know you was telling me about you went to your favorite restaurant. So how was that for you?
Oh, it was beautiful. I can tell you this. And thank you so much. I appreciate the happy birthday wishes. They treated me like a true queen. So I appreciate this restaurant, my favorite Italian restaurant, Calabro. So, yes, it was absolutely awesome. And I appreciate everything of what they've done. Thank you.
Well, once again, I want to thank my guest, Priscilla Carter, all the way from New York, being a part of Greg's Corner. And we're going to get off now, but I hope that I have said something that have encouraged you along the way or given you a thought. Maybe the light bulb had come on and said, oh, I can do that. And that's a good thing. So, you know, stay tuned, you know, weekly for another podcast right here from Greg's Corner. Until next time, my friend, you be blessed.